She reciprocated by getting him a hobby kit for grinding a lens and making a camera. I learned more from her than any other teacher, and if it hadn't been for her, I'm sure I would have gone to jail. It reinforced once again the idea that he was special. In my class, it was just me she cared about. She saw something in me. It was not merely intelligence that she saw. Years later, she liked to show off a picture of that year's class on Hawaii Day. Jobs had shown up without the suggested Hawaiian shirt, but in the picture, he is front and center wearing one. He had literally been able to talk the shirt off another kid's back. Near the end of the fourth grade, Mrs. Hill had Jobs tested. "I scored at the high school sophomore level," he recalled, now that it was clear, not only to himself and his parents, but also to his teachers, that he was intellectually special. The school made the remarkable proposal that he skip two grades and go right into seventh. It would be the easiest way to keep him challenged and stimulated. His parents decided, more sensibly, to have him skip only one grade. The transition was wrenching. He was a socially awkward loner who found himself with kids a year older. Worse yet, the sixth grade was in a different school, Crittenden Middle. It was only 8 blocks from Montaloma Elementary, but in many ways it was a world apart, located in a neighborhood filled with ethnic gangs. Fights were a daily occurrence, as were shakedowns in bathrooms, wrote the Silicon Valley journalist Michael S. Malone. Knives were regularly brought to school as a show of macho. Around the time that Jobs arrived, a group of students were jailed for a gang rape, and the bus of a neighboring school was destroyed after its team beat Crittenden's in a wrestling match. Jobs was often bullied, and in the middle of seventh grade, he gave his parents an ultimatum. "I insisted they put me in a different school," he recalled. Financially, this was a tough demand. His parents were barely making ends meet, but by this point there was little doubt that they would eventually bend to his will. "When they resisted, I told them I would just quit going to school if I had to go back to Crittenden." So they researched where the best schools were and scraped together every dime and bought a house for $21,000 in a nicer district. The move was only 3 miles to the south to a former apricot orchard in Los Altos that had been turned into a subdivision of cookie-cutter tract homes. Their house at 2066 Crist Drive was one story with 3 bedrooms and an all-important attached garage with a roll-down door facing the street.